For anyone who's been taught that good equals small and silent, here is my heart with all its ugly tangles and splendid fury. Chapter 18. Begin here. Third week in June 2017, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. It was a bloody great hotel. The minibar in Jules' room stocked potato chips and four different chocolate bars. The bathtub had bubble jets. There was an endless supply of fat towels and liquid gardenia soap. In the lobby, an elderly gentleman played Gershwin on a grand piano at 4 each afternoon. You could get hot clay skin treatments if you didn't mind strangers touching you. Jules' skin smelled like chlorine all day. The Playa Grande Resort in Baja had white curtains, white tile, white carpets, and explosions of lush white flowers. The staff members were nurse-like in their white cotton garments. Jules had been alone at the hotel for nearly 4 weeks now. She was 18 years old. This morning, she was running in the Playa Grande gym. She wore custom sea-green shoes with navy laces. She ran without music. She had been doing intervals for nearly an hour when a woman stepped onto the treadmill next to hers. This woman was younger than 30. Her black hair was in a tight ponytail, slicked with hairspray. She had big arms and a solid torso, light brown skin, and a dusting of powdery blush on her cheeks. Her shoes were down at the heels and spattered with old mud. No one else was in the gym. Jules slowed to a walk, figuring to leave in a minute. She liked privacy, and she was pretty much done anyway. "You training?" the woman asked. She gestured at Jules' digital readout. "Like for a marathon or something?" The accent was Mexican-American. She was probably a New Yorker raised in a Spanish-speaking neighborhood. "I ran track in secondary school, that's all." Jules' own speech was clipped, what the British call BBC English. The woman gave her a penetrating look. "I like your accent," she said. "Where are you from?"
"London, St. John's Wood."
"New York," the woman pointed to herself. Jules stepped off the treadmill to stretch her quads. "I'm here alone," the woman confided after a moment. "Got in last night. I booked this hotel at the last minute. You been here long?"
"It's never long enough," said Jules, "at a place like this."
"So what do you recommend? At the Playa Grande?" Jules didn't often talk to other hotel guests, but she saw no harm in answering.
"Go on the snorkel tour," she said. "I saw a bloody huge moray eel."
"No kidding, an eel?"
"The guide tempted it with fish guts he had in a plastic milk jug. The eel swam out from the rocks. It must have been 8 feet long, bright green."
The woman shivered. "I don't like eels."
"You could skip it, if you scare easy."
The woman laughed.
"How's the food?"
"I didn't eat yet."
"Get the chocolate cake."
"For breakfast?"
"Oh yeah, they'll bring it to you special if you ask."
"Good to know. You traveling alone?"
"Listen, I'm gonna jet," said Jules, feeling the conversation had turned personal.
"Cheerio," she headed for the door. "My dad's crazy sick," the woman said, talking to Jules' back. "I've been looking after him for a long time." A stab of sympathy. Jules stopped and turned. "Every morning and every night after work, I'm with him," the woman went on. "Now he's finally stable, and I wanted to get away so badly I didn't think about the price tag. I'm blowing a lot of cash here I shouldn't blow."
"What's your father got?"
"MS, said the woman. "Multiple sclerosis and dementia. He used to be the head of our family. Very macho, strong in all his opinions. Now he's a twisted